And good morning, 7:45 Central, 8:45 Eastern Time. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. With the mining industry in sharp decline, some coalfield counties are hoping new prisons can generate jobs. Eastern Kentucky's 5th Congressional District is already home to 3 federal prisons and could soon see construction of a 4th in Letcher County. As Benny Becker reports, the proposal has sparked sharp debate over the economics and the ethics of prisons.
Edward Cornett is a retired educator and preacher. More recently, he's been serving as head of the Letcher County Planning Commission and a leader in the effort to bring a federal prison to Letcher County.
We're looking for good paying jobs. Right now, I don't know of anything that's better for the economy of Letcher County than a Letcher County federal prison.
Letcher County is going through some really hard times. Since the year 2000, the county has lost over 90% of its coal industry jobs. These are positions that often pay around $70,000 without requiring a college degree. They're tough jobs to replace.
We have sold our resources. What we want to do is get something where we can sell our labor. Prison lets us sell our labor. If there's other things, I'd be for that, but there's not.
One thing Letcher County does have going for it is a congressman who chairs the House Appropriations Committee.
U.S. Representative Hal Rogers.
Congressman Rogers has already gotten 3 federal prisons built in his district, and as he told the audience at a recent public forum, it's likely Letcher County will soon be home to the district's 4th.
Back in February, the Attorney General publicly confirmed that $444 million will be used to build the new prison that you people have worked so hard for.
You might be surprised that the government is building new prisons. After all, the U.S. prison population has been in decline since 2009, and polls show most American voters think it ought to keep shrinking. But following 30 years of a steadily growing prison population, 7 years of decline haven't been enough to solve problems of overcrowding. Still, not everyone agrees that the solution is to build more prisons.
The problem of overcrowding is that we put far too many people in this country in prison in the first place. So building a new prison is a solution to overcrowding. It's not laughable at all because we're talking about putting very poor people in some very bleak and even violent places, but it's absurd.
That's Judah Shept, a professor at Eastern Kentucky University's School of Justice Studies. He also disagrees with the idea that a new prison will help Letcher County's economy.
The data suggests that rural communities that are already economically distressed do not benefit from prisons being sited, and in fact, their economic development can further decline by having the prison sited.
Hello?
No, just a shout out.
Every week, WMMT, the station where I work, airs a show named Calls from Home, which started as a response to the high cost of calling an inmate. Terrence Ray is one of the volunteers behind the show.
I don't know where you're getting out. I love you.
We take phone calls from people who have loved ones locked up, and then we broadcast them out to the prisons in our listening area.
Ray is also involved in a group called the Letcher Governance Project, which has been a leading local voice arguing against building a new prison.
If this was Mississippi, 1850, if jobs were created out of slavery, would you be asking the same thing? Getting the community to buy in by saying, your jobs are gone, coal's gone, what else are you going to do, is what racism in 2016 looks like.
The Letcher Governance Project launched a social media campaign with the hashtag Our444Million to gather other ideas for how that amount of money could be spent. But unless the Bureau of Prisons has a sudden change of heart or runs into issues buying the necessary land, it seems likely that this prison will be built. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Letcher County, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.